All right. Well, good morning. It's time for the Weekend Scoop with Susie. And this is the first weekend in April. And you know that even though the temperatures are kind of threatening to be a little bit chilly, spring is springing up all around us. And that means there is a lot on the calendar. So it will not disappoint this weekend. At my house, we usually start our weekend planning, or let's face it, celebration, on Thursday. So that's where we'll start today. I think the big thing that I want to talk about on Thursday is this great launch party that's going on at the Music Resource Center. If you can't get out tonight, don't worry about it. You can tune in to 106 The Corner for this new radio program called The Twisted Hour. And I'm so excited about this because the Music Center is such an amazing resource to have in our community. It is kind of one of a kind. Some new ones are sprouting up all over, but based on our Music Resource Center. And they've come together with Brad Savage, The Corner, students at the and staff at the MRC, and they're put together The Twisted Hour, which is actually The Twisted Hour minus 30 minutes because it's a half an hour show, and it is based solely on the music of the students at the Music Resource Center, and they're producing it, creating the music. It's just, it's a one-of-a-kind kind of thing. There's nothing like this radio show throughout the country, so it's really exciting. So Thursday at 8 o'clock, they're having a launch party, or you can tune in to 106.1 The Corner and check it out. Additionally, starting on Thursday, Cirque du Soleil, Alegria, is in town, and that's at JPJ. There are still tickets for sale, and the box office is actually extending their hours up until showtime. So that runs from the March 30th through April 3rd, and there are quite a few shows. And that, if you have ever seen a Cirque du Soleil, it is amazing. There is that's the only word I can find to describe it. It's incredible. So going to Friday, if you are a parent or a mom that is home on Friday, bring your kids down to Bounce and Play. They are having what's called Peace, Love, and Swap. And this is basically a swap, literally, of children's clothing, toys, all that kind of stuff. And starts around 3 o'clock. You can bring in your swaps. If you don't have anything to swap, that's okay. It opens later for public. And you can bring your kids down to play while you do the swap. And if you're not familiar with swaps, they are not like a consignment shop. You literally just take things. They expect that you don't hoard. That is definitely against the rules, but it is an amazing way. If you are not into doing all the planning and prepping that it takes for a consignment sale, then a swap is definitely for you. And it's just a really amazing, it's really environmentally friendly too, I think, a way to not waste all that stuff and just get rid of it. So, and then starting on Friday, one of, for me, the sign of spring that's coming is Eco Tulips. We have, did you know that we have America's only organic tulip festival right here in Central Virginia? In Madison, the Organic Tulip Festival starts on Friday, and this is, you can get tulips for only $1 a stem. It is beautiful. 10,000 square feet of tulips. They have a picnic area. I checked it out last year. I'm sure it will be even better this year, and it is just gorgeous. They also recommend bring a bucket because those tulips you pick do get thirsty. You can have a picnic, do anything. It's open from starting on Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can get on their website or you can get on Susie Said at susiesaid.com/Charlottesville, and you can get more information about how to get out there. It is off of Route 29. Friday night, if you're looking for some fun, this event, Bras for a Cause, how much more exciting could that be? Oh, I'll tell you, because who's modeling these bras? Men. Check it out. Bras for a Cause is an evening of fun that supports breast cancer awareness. And it will be at the Elks over off of Elk Drive near Darden-Tow Park. And different organizations and businesses have decorated bras, and there will be male models. So bring your girlfriends out for this. This is on Friday night. And it's obviously a fundraiser, and it's a bra fashion show. Check that out. And it's going to be really, really fun. There will be food and drinks and wine and all of that. It's going to be a great girls' night out. And then starting Saturday, obviously there are a million things going on Saturday, so I'm just going to pick out a few. If you want to check out the calendar, there's literally 20, 30 more items on each one of these days. But I like to kind of talk about some fundraisers, a way to have fun and raise money for good causes. So the Fluvanna SPCA is having their 5K at the Lake Monticello Golf Course. And then Sarah, this is a really different kind of fundraiser, and I'm really excited about this. Sarah, which is the Sexual Assault Resource Agency, is having a three-for-all, three-legged race. This is a fun, family-friendly event. They encourage participants of all ages to pair up and step out together against assault, abuse, stalking, and harassment. If they have 500 pairs, they will break the world record for the most pairs in a three-legged race. It starts at McGuffey Art Center. There's going to be lots of other fun stuff and information on there. This is a really great local organization that just does great things to kind of raise awareness and fight against sexual abuse and harassment. And for all you football, UVA sports fans out there, you probably already know this, but Spring Football Festival is going to be on Saturday. Lacrosse game starts at 12, and that's going to be great. We know our UVA lacrosse team is amazing, so super fun. And then after the game, you can check out the orange-blue spring football game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a great family activity. There's tons of stuff there going on. You know, get out there and support those Hoos. Saturday, if you want to check the calendar, I'd highly recommend it because I could go on forever just about Saturday. If you want to head out to Richmond, if you want to get out on Saturday, a couple things going on in Richmond. Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens has the Million Blooms Festival going on. So basically you go out there, spring is springing everywhere, and it is gorgeous as usual. And then one of my favorite events that comes up twice a year called the Bazaar Bazaar, and how can you beat a name like that? Crafts, and it's not just your average crafts. There are just amazing artisans, and they are kind of one of a kind. These are a lot of things that you will only see right there, and that's at the Richmond Raceway Complex. So that is a ton of fun. Going on to Sunday, and you know what? The fun doesn't end on Sunday in Charlottesville. How about this? Annual sheep shearing at Ashland Highland. I know it sounds crazy, but my kids and I actually went and did this last year, and we had so much fun. It's something very different outside our box. You basically watch the sheep, and they shave them down, and it's so, so different. There's a master shearer. Did you know there was a master shearer? And she will show how they used to do it and now the modern shears do. And it's really, you know, just kind of a step back. We are so blessed with history and just opportunities to learn about the past here that I highly recommend getting out to check that out. And then another event that I am just so thrilled about, the Paramount. There's always something great going on at the Paramount, and I'm super psyched because they are teaming up with Seaville Weekly and some local foodies around town, and they're starting a series about food and our local wine community. And this Sunday, they will launch Big Night at the Paramount, and the event starts with a tasting reception and then followed by a discussion with Megan Headley of Seaville Weekly. She's the foodie there, and she knows so much. She has so much great information. And then the movie Big Night. After the movie Big Night, and I'll tell you a little bit about Big Night in just a minute, there is a dinner at Tavola Restaurant over in Belmont. And if you haven't been there, go there. Absolutely amazing. A lot of local produce, local things used there, and the food, the chef, just incredible. Big Night is a movie starring Stanley Tucci, Tony Shalhoub from Monk, and it's a great story about how their experience growing up in a large, proud Italian family. And if we have Italians out there, and I know we do, you can understand what they're talking about. It's all about the traditional family Italian cuisine, and it's really funny movie. And it's rated R, so sorry, this night isn't for the kids, but definitely a fun night out, way to learn about. We have an amazing local food scene here, and if you've lived in other places, I think you can really appreciate it, because I've lived in quite a few other cities, and I've never had something like this. It is incredible. We are so fortunate. Not only do we have access to amazing food, but we've got people that really know a lot about it. And for this size town, the number of incredible restaurants we have, and so this is going to be a really fun series that they're doing, kicking it off on Sunday night. If you want to find out more, this is just a little smattering of just some really exciting things that are going on around town. Check out the calendar at SusieSaid.com/Charlottesville. Click on our calendar. There's also plenty of information on there about things to do with kids, things to do out and about if you don't want to stay here in Charlottesville, which why wouldn't you? But got to admit, there's lots of fun things going on around us. And stay tuned till next week. We will talk a little bit more about what's going on around town, and there's bound to be something fun. Thanks.